Welcome to the Lifehouse Message Podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to this so that you can get all the latest messages. We hope that you are inspired, empowered, and encouraged by the message today. Let's enjoy.
Hello everyone, how are you? Welcome to our message, the last of the month, August, which is overcoming disappointment. And I want to say the best way I know how is overcoming disappointment with serving the Lord with joy, but doing some service, giving out when I am disappointed. You know, I just really think that through the years, there's been many times I've been disappointed, and I've really come back to the place where God says, serve again, love again, give again. And this is right from the beginning of me getting, even becoming a believer. When I first got saved, I was so thankful. And I said, God, what am I going to do? And I just really felt like I got to serve. So I went to the church. I was a young fireman. And I said, what can I do? And they said, put the chairs out. I said, so I started putting the chairs out. And I love putting the chairs out. And I said, what else can I do? I have some more time, seeing I'm a fireman. And they said, well, you can paint the toilets. And for a start, I'm a terrible painter. And I don't really like painting toilets anyway. But I said, okay. And out of that, I discovered that there is a joy in serving. I painted the toilets. They never asked me to paint them again. It wasn't a very good job, but I did it with all my heart. Let me tell you another story that really has impacted my life for the last few years. I was in a country, not Japan, another country, in the last number of years where there is a great church, and a famous young couple, or brother and sister, came to the church. They were famous in that they were children of a very famous evangelist. They were from a wealthy family, but this brother and sister had lost the joy of church. They loved the Lord, but they'd stopped coming to church. And finally, they came back with a sort of a sadness in their face and some disappointment. And the pastor, who's a friend of mine, is a great pastor, said to them, well, why don't you try serving? Why don't you come and serve the Lord with joy? And they said, oh, we don't really do that. We don't really want to do that. And he said to them, listen, I'll tell you what, why don't you come next week? And said to the lady, you come on the cafe team, and to the young man, you come on the welcome team. Just next week, just one time, would you do it? And they went, oh, all right. Well, next week comes, and they come, and they're not that excited, but they start to serve. And by the end of the day, they had overcome disappointment. They had overcome the sense of whatever it was that was holding them down. They said, this has been one of the best days in our life. Isn't that amazing? That serving brought back the joy of the Lord. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 100, verse 2. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. How simple is that? So today I want to talk about overcoming disappointment with joy, the joy of serving, overcoming a down heart as we give with thanksgiving and joy. I believe God will give us a download, and this month's been overcoming. So it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it's natural, but as we do it, as we overcome circumstances, God is going to be there with us. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we listen to your word, we're going to be inspired and filled and excited again about your church, about serving the Lord with joy, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So that's Psalm 100. Proverbs 17, 22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine. And I really do believe this. Now, we don't have to serve. There's no law. There's no, you don't have to do anything. But I really believe what I can say is a joyful heart is good medicine. And I think serving other people is one way back to joy. Don't you? Don't you believe that? Can't you remember that? When giving out became a joyful thing. Jesus said, it is better to give than to receive. And I hear it says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries the bones. I want to be in the joy side. I want to come back from disappointment, whatever it is. Now, as we come to this, it's also our anniversary in Lifehouse Church. Now, you might be a visitor online today, so just celebrate with us. It's our 22nd year together in Tokyo, and then the other campuses through Japan, and we've got one in Korea and Hong Kong and Taipei and Indonesia. and recently in Thailand as well. So we're loving the concept of nations, and whatever church you come from, I'm sure it's a good church. So celebrate with us as we talk about overcoming, but we also talk about serving. And I really encourage you to think, how can we serve other people? The best story I know is called the Parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan. You know the story. It's in Luke chapter 10. And some religious people want to challenge Jesus and say, well, we're supposed to serve God and serve people. How do we do that? And Jesus tells them a parable. Some of your Bibles will say Jesus tells a story, which is really good. The concept is this story is going to illustrate coming back to serving, coming back to giving. And I believe it's going to revive something in our lives. So who is my neighbor, or who is the person I'm supposed to help? And Jesus told this story. He said a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now that is a very, very dry desert area. No trees, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. He's going down there. He's obviously some sort of a business guy, and he's going down to Jericho. And he's attacked by robbers. These are violent people. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, three guys are going to pass by. Two of them are good religious guys, and one is supposed to be a guy from a different nation. Okay, a priest happened to be going down the same road. Now, when we read this in the Bible, it happened. It is supposed to be like random, like by chance. What on earth happened this day? It was luckily, a religious guy comes past. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. No serving in his heart. And then it says a Levite, and that's another religious leader. And when he came to the place, he saw him, the guy who was beaten up, and he passed by the other side. So the other side is reflecting of, I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to do something. I'm just going to keep on my own way. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was. Now, when the people hear this story that Jesus is telling, and Jesus starts talking about a Samaritan, they don't like this story, because the Samaritan represents a person of another nation, another people group that they don't like. So these two religious guys come past on the other side, and Jesus all of a sudden brings up a Samaritan, and I'm sure their hearts dropped. They sort of went, oh, no, Jesus, you're not going to make this guy the hero, are you? He certainly is. It says a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went over to him. He crossed over to him. He reached out to him. He said, I'm available to you. Well, he didn't say it, but that's what his life was saying. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. He had things on his donkey, and he brought him out, and he spent effort trying to help this guy. The Bible said he was half dead. He was really in a bad way. And this guy's doing his best, pouring in oil and any sort of medicine he can give, any medical help. It goes on to say, after that, pouring on oil and oil on wine, and it goes on to say, and then he put the man on his own donkey, on his own transport system, his own financial system. He put the man on his own donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And this inn must have been way down the mountain, because I'm telling you, this is a 50 or 40, 50 kilometer track, and there's no inns or very few inns. It would have been quite a way to bring the man on his donkey down that very steep slope, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, which is obviously 2 coins in their day, and he gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you. I will give you more for any expense you may have for this guy who is a stranger, who is a new person in my life. I'll give you money in aftercare. And Jesus then stops his story, looks to the religious people and says, so, which of these three, the two religious guys or the Samaritan, the three, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hand of robbers? And the experts of the law, they sort of, they probably didn't want to answer it, because the answer was the Samaritan, right? They couldn't even give that answer. They couldn't say the Samaritan. They said, oh, the one who had mercy on him. They didn't want to say the third guy. And this just shows a heart that's hard. They had this crushed spirit. Proverbs 17, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries the bones. They had a crushed spirit. They had a stingy, crushed old spirit. From whatever reason in their life, they couldn't even say the Samaritan was the hero. They said, oh, the one who had mercy. And Jesus finishes the story with these incredible words, go and do likewise. I love it. It's a challenge. It's a Jesus challenge, right? Come on, everyone. Come on. It's a Jesus challenge. It's a Jesus saying, you want to do something? Then get in your heart to serving other people. And I want to say, as we're talking about anniversary here, just the Word of God, there's some things I really believe that we need to focus on as a church, as a movement, and anyone listening today, I believe it's for you as well. All together, Lifehouse Church, we can be the Samaritan. All together, putting our efforts together and our prayer together and our opportunities together and our time together and our prayer together and our heart together and our focus together and our mission together, we can become like the Good Samaritan. You see, as I look at that story, that's a lot for someone to do. That is a lot of things for someone to give. In our busy lives, you're thinking, well, think of the time and the effort and maybe he was going somewhere in a hurry, but he slowed down to give attention to one broken down man. What an amazing challenge for us. And I've thought about this story many, many times, and I thought, you know, it might be possible for me, one person, to do that on occasion. But I couldn't do it every day. If it was today and then I met another person tomorrow and then met another person the next day, it's like it would be impossible to continually help people. But here's the great news. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. I'm going to build a church so wonderful, so expansive. It says in Ephesians, so big, so wonderful, so amazing that it covers our local church, your local church, great local churches all around the world. So these local churches become units of the Samaritan, units of help, units of care based out of our gifting and opportunity. I believe that we have come to Japan for such a time as this, or whatever country you're from, Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Indonesia, whatever it is, Japan, I said it once, say it again, we're here in Japan, we're here to be a blessing, we're here to be the Samaritan. I believe on this anniversary day, I want to say to our church, come on, let's overcome disappointments and go and serve. Let's overcome what we're facing and give again. I believe it's a way of health. I believe it's a way of lift. I believe it's a way of blessing the people around us. And Jesus would say to us, which one of these was the one that did the will of God? The answer is the Samaritan. And then we would say, well, we want to be the Samaritan. So all together, Lifehouse Churches, all together, come on, let us come and be the Good Samaritan to our cities. Come on, let's give God a big praise. You can't help everyone, but you must help someone. Let me say it again. We cannot help everybody in our cities, but there are some people that we must help. So here's some points. Number one, come on, let's serve the Lord by having a heart to cross the road and touch people. Cross the road and help people. I think we do this by being outward focused. When we came to Japan as a young church 22 years ago, it was Viv and myself and our two little boys at that time and 10 young Australians, and we arrived together. We didn't have much money. We didn't have much, but what we had was a heart for Japan. And the first day we arrived in Japan, we said, let's go and meet some wonderful Japanese people. And so we went out to Starbucks and just tried to meet people. And we were encouraged because as we arrived and gave out, we realized the nation that we're in is a good nation. A beautiful nation, a nation full of amazing people who had never heard the name of Jesus. So going out to Starbucks was our way of crossing the road. Come on, we can do it again. We can do it again in the parks, in families, in the kids' church, in whatever we do. We can cross it in connect groups, in dream teams, in praying for colleagues, for family. We're crossing the road again. Amen, right? We're crossing the road because Jesus said, we've got to touch some people. So I think together, we're touching a lot of people. Right now, every week, our Lifehouse churches, we're reaching people. People are receiving Jesus. Isn't that amazing? We're seeing people baptized this year, like probably not for a while. It's been a larger number. We're seeing healings, people getting great jobs, physical healings, mental healings. We're seeing as we cross the road. Now, it's God that does it, but He's using our hands and feet, right? He's using the humanity that we have and our contacts. Number two, let's offer to teach and pray for people's health, especially mental health. I believe there is such a problem right now in the world with mental health. It's everywhere. The signs are everywhere, the whatever it is. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was in the country of the Philippines, which I love. It's such a wonderful country. And with a great church there called Victory Church, and they have a mental health program that they give out to young people, and they help people. And they said to me, Rod, it's been amazing. The government of the Philippines has come to us saying there is a mental health crisis in the universities of the Philippines. Can we use your mental health materials for the universities of the Philippines? And they said, of course, it's yours. And they said, but it's based on Jesus and the fact that God can help. And the Philippine government said, we want to open up. We are desperate. We need to help the young people. And I said to the Filipino friends, the pastor said, what has happened in the Philippines? They said it was COVID. COVID has caused a shift of thinking and it's sort of a movement towards loneliness, to not having real friends and not having people to talk to. And so if the churches can lift and rise and cross the road and pray for mental health, we're going to see some miracles. I believe that for Japan. I believe that for Japan. I believe that we're here in the will of God. We are the Samaritans who, we don't do the healing, but we pray for the healing. We become available to pray for people. And I'm hearing great testimonies of people overcoming the past and hurts and abuse of the past and you know, just getting a new sense of overcoming because we are the Samaritan who's going to tell them. Thirdly, let's use our finances and time to meet needs. Finances is some of your gifts. Some of you love to give and be generous and give and give and give. And I just love that. We've always had such generous people in the church over these 22 years. Some of our most generous people have just anonymously given, just absolutely quietly given. It's just such a joy to know that that's happening. But it's not just the bigness of it. It's even the smallness of it. Is what, you know, Jesus drew attention to one lady with just giving a coin, and he said she's given more than the rest. It's not the amount, it's the heart to give. It's the generous spirit, and I think that's going to overcome disappointments as well. And the last one here is, let's show ongoing love and support through connect groups, being together in smaller groups, in connect groups, in small groups. We've got hundreds of them in Lifehouse all over. And people can be part of a group where they read the Bible together, they pray together, they pray for each other, they're seeking God for breakthroughs together. I really encourage you to be part of something that we become a Samaritan group. Little groupings, they're dream teams. We've got dream teams, which are volunteer teams on Sunday. We've got the kids church team. It's amazing. You guys are amazing in the kids church team, taking care week after week of all sorts of ages and people from different language groups. We've got people from Japan and Korea and the Philippines and America and many, many nations, and the team loves them. And I just love to watch the fun and the joy in our kids church. Thank you so much, kids church workers. You are amazing. We have outreach to mums and dads and kids with English and other languages. We talk about Alpha, which is the course about who is Jesus and what is prayer and what is faith. It's a course seeking to know more about God. And there's people in that group that they're like little Samaritan groups everywhere, giving. And we go to the park with our youth and we play games and we invite people and so many things. It's amazing. Lifehouse, you're amazing. We are little Samaritan groups everywhere saying we can't do everything, but we can do something, and we will continue to do that. I love reaching out to the poor kids in India, in Tejas. We give every year to that, seeing hundreds of little slum kids coming into to education and overcoming poverty over many years. The Samaritan teams involved with giving and loving. I think you're getting my heart. I'm very thankful because I believe that we have a church that is a serving church. And let me just say to the Japanese listening, the Japanese culture is actually a servant culture. It's been a joy to be here 22 years, and I believe that's the same for Korea and our other nations. Servant, wonderful churches. And as we get together in groups and serve, I do believe, as it says, serve the Lord with gladness. It will overcome disappointment. It will overcome some down moments. Its joyful heart is good medicine. There's healing and there's blessing. So, this is our anniversary, and I want to say to Lifehouse, I believe that we are just starting. Amen. We're just starting with God, and God's going to give us the assignments to reach more people, love more people. Come with us on that journey. Let's decide to give again. Let's decide to pray again. You see, when I was a young man and 19 and not yet a Christian, people reached out to me. They reached out showing me love, even though I wasn't very lovable. I was definitely beaten up. And they reached out and said, there's a God that loves you. They gave me a Bible, a free Bible. They just said, we want to bless you. And it was a new Bible, and I read it. I loved it. They were so generous. They brought me to church, and I didn't understand very much. They sat me beside them, and they coached me through what was happening and helped me and gave the two friends that really helped me. During that seeking time, I had so many questions about the Bible and who is God and why is there this happening? And they were there to answer my questions. They gave me time. They gave me prayer. And I believe that I'm here as a result of two Christians who were Samaritans, good Samaritans. And so I want to say to us, let's be that to other people. Come on, let's do that. And I finish with one last quote, and it's from a man who came to Japan 500 years ago, Francis Xavier. And he saw Japanese responding to Christ 500 years ago, and he sent a letter back to Europe, and he said, give up your small ambitions and come and change the world. And I think that's what we're doing as Samaritan groups, as Lifehouse and whatever local church you're from. Let's form groups of caring and loving and praying, and we're going to change this nation. We're going to change our cities together in Jesus' name. Come on and serve the Lord with gladness. Come on, give God a big praise. He is a good God. He loves us so much. Let me pray for you. You might be the type that's been beaten up. We're going to pray for you. Or you might be the type today that's saying, I want to be part of a Samaritan group of help. Here we go. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for those who need help today because they're hurting. Life has been difficult. There's been things that are hurtful. I pray for your healing power. I pray that you would just come into their life in your love and your grace and your mercy and pour over them your healing oil, your healing power of the Holy Spirit. I pray for healing, for blessing, that people would rise with your strength in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, we would be excited again about being part of smaller or larger groups, caring groups, loving groups, praying groups, Samaritan groups, facing outwards in our cities, facing outwards in our workplace, saying, God, use us together. Help us to be great teams to reaching this world in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a big praise. Maybe you would like to receive Jesus in your heart or come back to Jesus. Maybe you're that person that has been disappointed, has walked away. Maybe. I understand that. There's no judgment there. God is just saying, come on back. Give up the disappointment and come on back to purpose. If that's you and you want to come back, I'd love to pray for you. I'm going to count to three. If you'd like to know Jesus who died for you and rose again from the dead, he's a living God. If you'd like to receive him, he will forgive you and he'll give you a new life and a new heart. Or coming back to him, giving off that sadness and saying, Lord, I want to come again. Let me pray. Here we go. I'm going to count to three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Lord, I pray for anyone opening their heart right now or coming back to you with joy. I pray for your Holy Spirit power to come upon them. I pray for your forgiveness, your grace, your blessing, and your future upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. Come on, let's go serve the Lord with gladness.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that God was able to speak to you through the message. If you consider Lifehouse your church home, or if you were blessed by these messages, then why not consider generously supporting us? Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and find the giving way that works best for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll catch you all next time.